G'day. Welcome to another lesson in the Back on Track program. Today we're talking about something very important, and that's a process that I created called the Power Hour. When we grow as a human being, we grow in all dimensions. We've talked about this already. There are seven areas of life: spiritual, mental, social, career, financial, health, and relationship. And those seven areas all grow at the same time. There's not like we grow in health and it doesn't affect us in our work. We grow in our relationship, it does affect us in our health. All seven areas are connected. However, sometimes we get speed bumps in one area of your life. And what's important is to make sure that we don't go over that speed bump over and over and over again. And that's why the Power Hour is invented. The Power Hour takes the aspects of change for a human individual and lists them very clearly. The aspects of change for a human individual, in other words, what it's going to take for you to change anything in your life permanently and sustainably. Now, that's very different to saying, I want to change something this week and have it revert back to where it was next week, or I'm going to change something for a month and have, you know, a no alcohol month or a no angry month or a no complaining month. And then, of course, for most people, we know that those decisions to make temporary changes, they think they're permanent, like our New Year's resolutions. We think that they're going to stick, but it's very hard to make them stick. And the reason for that is really clear. And that is, it takes six things to make change. Six aspects of a human being need to evolve, need to grow in order to make change. Let me go through them right here and now, not in detail. I'll follow up with details later on in this program. The six areas are: we need to change our beliefs, our mind, our mindset. In other words, if we think something's right or wrong, if we think something's good or bad, if we think something's pleasure or pain, to actually see that it's balanced means we evolve our thoughts. And that's the beginning point, that we begin with learning to see balance in what we can't see balance in. And once a day, it's really important to say, to take something that you're not seeing balance in, that's making you angry, sad, disappointed, hurt, grieving, elated, infatuated, attracted. Take one thing that's pulling you away from centerline and rebalance it. That's evolution of the mind, and it's the single most important. The second one is something you do with your biology. And that's why I don't talk about health. I talk about cellular well-being. In other words, what is the structure of the cells in your body causing your health to become? So in the whole inner wealth work, we rather work on the cause than the effect. So a lot of people are working on getting healthy, you know, doing sit-ups and chin-ups and what they eat, but the most, and so that they look good or feel good. But those things are at the effect of cause, and cause is the cellular well-being of your body. And we talk about this in the Inner Wealth Program. In the Power Hour, what can you do to improve the cellular health of your body on a daily basis? Remembering all disease comes from the cells, all body breakdowns come from the cells, all mental breakdowns such as dementia and Alzheimer's come from the cells, all bone disease come from the cells, all organic disease come from the cells, all sexual dysfunction come from the cells of your body. That's the cause. The effect is the dysfunction. So we work on that. That's the second step. And we can do that in 5 minutes every day. We can change the cell structure of our body to the better. The third one is environmental. We are the product of our environment. If we have an unclean working space, if we have clutter in our clothing drawer, if we are wearing clothes that aren't suitable for us, if we are wearing a fake watch, if we are not looking after our hair, if we are not managing the environment around us, we're sending an affirmation, a signal, a clear message into our being that we are not worthy of much more than that. And so to change your environment is the single most important thing for any group or a family, or if you want to change the behavior of a child, you close the front door so they have to go to the back door. You change the environment, you change the person. And this is a very important step. So once a day we declutter, once a day we look at what we wear, once a day we think about this to improve it. Micro improvement. Remember the Olympic Games with the English Olympic team, the most successful team in history, had a motto, 1%. 1% improvement every month, and they were on target to win the Olympic Games in the cycling events, and they did. So we move on from environment, that's the third step. The fourth is priorities. Now, nobody treats you better than you treat yourself, nobody treats you worse. And a person who's working really, really hard, all day, really hard on low priorities, sabotages their self-worth. Now, if you want to know one thing that'll affect you more than anything else in your life, it's your self-worth. If you don't feel worthy of wealth, if you don't feel worthy of being loved, if you don't feel worthy of good health, if you don't feel worthy of being treated well, you won't be. And so our self-worth and understanding the roots and the causes of self-worth, it's very complicated. However, every human being has a set of values. We value, some people value money, some people value cosmetics, some people value business performance, some people value their sport performance. We all have different values, and those values on the outside, which is the ones I just described, lead to internal values, which is how do we feel? I want to feel loved, I want to feel kind, I want to feel generous. And there are generic values we all have on the inside. But prioritizing those is very individual. And so when we're working on something that leads to our highest priority, we have the highest self-worth. And when we have the highest self-worth, we attract people who want to work with and live with and be with someone with high self-worth. But it's very easy to work on low priorities in a day, to be doing things that are that I would say are our go-tos, our low priority things, but spending far too much time and thinking we're doing the right thing, but actually lowering our self-worth, lowering our opportunities for promotion, lowering our opportunities for the future, lowering our intimacy with those we love, lowering by working hard on the wrong things. That's the fourth step. The fifth, all human eyes are turned to the future. Every single person. In fact, all animals are too, but all human eyes are turned to the future. And when we say open your heart, what we mean is have clarity about your future. Your vision, your inspiration, your purpose, your VIP as I call it, is the most precious piece of gold you can own. If you have clarity, if you have certainty of what you want in the future, and if you remind yourself about that every day and you go through the manifestation, in other words, you work on it on a daily basis, gently, kindly, generously work on your vision, you have mental health, you have relationship health, you will be attractive to yourself, you'll feel good about yourself, and most importantly, you'll have resilience. So your vision is the fifth step to remind yourself, to go to your dream board, to go to your vision statement, to go to your draft board and scribble out a few more things, to take your vision from tomorrow all the way out to 20, 30, 40. And after your passing, when you leave this body, your vision can continue. So that's what we call vision, inspiration, purpose is greater and longer than the self. Last step, and this is such a tricky piece, self-talk. Last step in personal change is self-talk. So there's six steps. Self-talk is the last one. If you keep treating yourself and talking to yourself as you always have, you'll always get what you've always got. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And what you do depends on how you talk to yourself. So if you stub your toe, do you say, idiot? Or do you say, wow, I'll learn not to put my toe there again? That's for sure. If you make a mistake, if you get fired at work, if you break down in a relationship, what is your self-talk? Now, I've packaged this self-talk. There's thousands and thousands of approaches to self-talk, but I have the KISS principle, the KISS, K keep it simple, stupid principle. And the keep it simple, stupid principle is what they use for Olympic champions. And that is motivate, instruct, reward. Motivate, instruct, reward. And I'm going to teach you in this program how to talk to yourself and improve your self-talk every single day of your life. Now, if the self-talk, which is the psychology of success, by the way, which is what they teach in all sport psychology, every Olympic gold medalist will know this fact. In the competitive tennis, I know the coaches of all these people, and self-talk is their most diligent, disciplined task. How do you talk to yourself? How do you deal with things that don't go right? How do you say it? How do you remind yourself that you're on track? How do you keep your spirit high when things around you might be low? And this self-talk is a priceless piece. Now, how long does all that take? Change your mind, improve your cellular strength, cellular health, cellular strength, improve your environment, work on priorities, connect to your vision, and talk to yourself in a good and improved way. How long does all that take? Well, I call it a power hour. In between waking up and falling asleep at night, in 10 second, 30 second, 1 minute, 10 minute, whatever you'd like to break it down into, you can have an evolving life, which means you don't have to have calamities from the outside to crack your ego shell to get you to the next level of your existence, to grow you, to improve you, to help you change. This is Chris. I'm looking forward to sharing insight into each of those six areas in the next videos. Bye for now.